Hello.
Good evening. My name is Grace from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
What was the question?
Yes. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device and that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Knowing this, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I would, recommend one.
Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe?
I don't understand the question.
Would you support or oppose
You're trying to make them buy a safe?
Well, we want to know if you support or oppose the state law.
As long as it's locked up and you can't get to it, it doesn't matter.
Okay. So, and then would you support
it
or oppose
the state law? It doesn't have to be a
thing. Requiring that firearms be securely stored? Okay. What about if the law defines secure storage to include a locked container or a case?
Sure. Yes. Oppose.
Support or oppose?
Support.
A lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Support.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage can be storage be accessible via a key lock?
If it's secured, it doesn't matter.
But for the purpose of the question, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage... Okay. What about a combination lock?
I mean, if it's secure, it's secure. I don't... You're kind of asking the same question over and over again.
Yes, we understand.
I don't know what you're trying to get at.
We would want to know if you would support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via
support.
A combination lock. What about a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Support.
Thank you. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Doesn't have to be.
Do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Where do you lean more?
It shouldn't matter as long as it's secure.
Okay, thank you. Now, if a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think, yes,
so
it is secure?
Secure?
Or...
Yes,
yeah, so
secure.
You think it is? Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
support.
Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Support.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Support.
Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Support.
Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Support.
Thank you. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black or African-American?
White.
And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you very much. And that was the last question. I thank you for your participation.
Sure.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Goodbye.